Peaches go smoky for a flavorful gazpacho. One of the easiest techniques to do with fruit on a gas or charcoal grill is wood firing peaches. Take advantage of the season with this fruit by bringing different flavors and textures for a great recipe. Why not start with my recipe for a summer gazpacho that will cool you off during the hot season? It's time to take advantage of the summer harvest with fresh peaches and yellow tomatoes for fabulous summer cuisine. Fresh is key. Peaches are one of those fruits that performs perfectly on the grill, whether you use charcoal or gas for the actual cooking process. To start, purchase fresh, in-season peaches. Wash and pat dry, then pass a knife through the center until you hit the peach pit and cut through the flesh in a circular motion. Remember, the pit will stay in place. Take your hands and grip each side of the peach, turning your hands in opposite directions to open the peach. This will result in the pit separating from the peach flesh of one half of the peach. Take a spoon and gently insert the side around the pit and loosen until the pit is released from the peach flesh. You now have two equal size peach halves. You may do as many peaches as you like, but know for the gazpacho recipe, you will need at least 3 to 4 good-sized peaches, releasing sweet, smoky flavor. Once all the peaches are cut in half, they are ready for the grill. I am going to use my charcoal smoker for this recipe, but you can easily use a gas grill with wood chunks as well. Just see our posting on how to add wood chunks to the LP grill. I'm going to set up an indirect method of cooking the peaches to keep them from getting too soft. That means my hot coals will be in one half of the grill while I do the actual cooking of the peaches on the half without hot coals. Keeping the lid on will ensure that the heat is collected in the grilling area for an even cook. Flavor in no time at all. I have the benefit of being able to use the Smokin'Licious Charwood product, which is a blend of charred and uncharred wood. It allows for a lot of smoke vapor. I place my peaches with the skin side down on the grate, keeping all the peach halves on the non-coal side of the grill. I'll let them cook for about 10 minutes and then rotate them so the flesh side is on the grate. Once cooked through, I will remove and place them on the skin side to cool. Seasonal fresh ingredients. With the peaches wood fired and ready, it's time to collect the other ingredients for the gazpacho. You'll need 3 cups wood fired peaches, 3 medium yellow tomatoes chopped, 1 medium sweet yellow pepper chopped, 1 medium cucumber peeled and chopped. I'm actually using 3 mini cucumbers. 1/2 cup chopped sweet onion, 1 garlic clove minced, 1/3 cup of lime juice, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon marinade for chicken, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons sugar, and 1/4 teaspoon hot pepper sauce, which is optional. Reserve chopped peaches, cucumber, and yellow tomatoes for topping garnish, and you'll also need a food processor or a blender. Blending your way to fabulous flavor. Time to bring all the ingredients together, starting with the wood-fired peaches, yellow tomatoes, yellow pepper, cucumber, sweet onion, and garlic. Process all these items until thoroughly blended. Now, add the lime juice, vinegar, marinade, salt, sugar, and the pepper sauce if you're including this. Time to refrigerate for at least 4 hours, or preferably overnight. You must wait for everything to blend and make the most fabulous gazpacho ever. With the smoky tang of the wood-fired peaches meeting up with the coolness of the tomatoes and cucumber, this gazpacho has just the right amount of tang, kick, and sweet to make this a summer favorite. Once the soup is chilled, place in serving bowls and top with chopped smoked peach, cucumber, and tomato. All the fabulous seasonal ingredients the season can offer in one bowl. We hope you'll try your hand at this recipe. We'd love to see your photos of your version of the recipe. Leave a comment and subscribe. Keep following us as we bring you innovative tips, techniques, and recipes on working with wood for cooking, grilling, and smoking.